a column by a guy named John Leo. I think Leo is Catholic. I just read in between the lines of stuff that he has written, and he seems to have an understanding of a person who has been very familiar through much of his life with the Catholic Church. Let's see what he says here. In a policy brief released last week, the Washington-based Institute for Marriage and Public Policy looked at 23 recent studies dealing with family structure and youth crime. In 19 of the 20 studies that found family structure to have an effect, in other words, 19 out of 20 studies that they did, looking at families and how they were put together, you know, mom, dad, mom, dad, no dad, up dad, three dads, five dads, one mom, two kids, and a partridge in a pear tree. In 19 of the 20 studies, children from single parent or non-intact families, I'm not sure how he defines non-intact, had a higher rate of crime or delinquency. Neighborhoods with lots of out-of-wedlock births have lots of crime. One study said that the more single-parent families there were in a neighborhood, the more crime there was among the two-parent kids living around them, and these studies are all controlled for race. Now, this last study is a little ominous. What it's essentially saying is, even if you got two parents, if you're in a neighborhood where there are a lot of children not being well-raised, your kids are more likely to get into serious trouble. Serious trouble. Crime. That's serious trouble. Adolescents in single-parent families were almost twice as likely to have pulled a knife or a gun on someone in the past year. Now, that's pretty serious. You know, that's not exactly a fit. This was after controlling for many variables, including race, gender, age, household income, and educational level of parents. In other words, what they're saying is we're trying to isolate out in studies, and they look at, for example, a single mom home. Now, let me preface everything I'm saying here. This is not going after single moms. Many single moms are heroic in what they're doing. Heroic! They've been put in a position they didn't ask to be put in. They were put in a position that in any way, shape, or form they didn't slide into or deliberately embrace. Now, that said, it is harder. It is just harder. That's a reality. And oftentimes, with single-parent homes, you also have differences from the main population or from the population of two-parent homes in things like age. Single-parent homes tend to be younger. Household income. Single-parent homes tend to be poorer. Education. Single-parent homes, especially those unwed moms who were never married and they're becoming a huge part of our population, don't generally have as high an education as their married counterparts. So controlling for all that, comparing, in other words, single moms with moms who are married and have the same level of income, the same level of education, the same age, the same race, they still find that a single parent raises the risk of all kinds of this acting out behavior. In a large sample of students in 315 classrooms in 11 cities, the, quote, single most important variable, unquote, in gang involvement was found to be family structure. The greater the number of parents at home, the lower the level of gang involvement. Another study, out of wedlock child rearing, had a large effect on the rate of arrests for murder, an effect that seems to have gotten stronger over time. Adolescents in married two biological parent families fare better than children in any other family type examined here, one study reported. The family types studied were single mom, cohabitating stepfather, and married stepfather. Listen to this. This is fascinating. out of wedlock births had a strong relationship to youth crime. Nearly 90%, listen to this, talk about God knowing what he's saying. He says, look, my gift of life is to be within a family that is committed and loves and is mom and dad. Come on. I've been telling you this for eons. Got to have the psychologist and the sociologist come along and go, hey, God was right. You know, go look at this. You did it, God. Good for you. Out of wedlock births, 90% of the documented increase in violent crime in our country between 1973 and 1995, 90% of it, according to one study, was accounted for by the rise in out-of-wedlock births. In other words, the majority of the jump in crime was committed by those folks who were in a home where daddy never was, except for a brief moment back at the very beginning. I like Leo's conclusions here. The upshot of these studies is that America is confronted by a form of poverty that money alone cannot cure. Many of us think social breakdown is a result of racism and poverty. They are factors. But study after study shows that changes in norms and values are at the heart of economic and behavioral troubles. Three rules. Best way to avoid poverty. You ready? Three simple rules. Finish high school. Don't have kids out of wedlock. And be married and stay married. That's it. Those are the three things. You know what's interesting? You know, being a shrink and being exposed to an awful lot of professional types who have their theories and their ideas on the various family structures, the various family forms, many of them say, it doesn't matter! Come on! As long as two people really like each other and are going to kind of sort of stay together and attempt to be good, and they wouldn't use the word good. That's a value term. All the various diverse forms of family are good. That's good. Yeah, I've noticed that the folks who don't like to use value words, they do use value words when they're talking about situations that have no value. I've been noticing that, you know? Unwed moms and single-parent homes and live-in boyfriends and three-step dads and Susie has two moms. All of those are... We don't do value judgments, but those are good, according to some enlightened types. And all the research says they wouldn't conclude it this way. I'm going to conclude it this way. God was right. Wouldn't you believe it? Oh, man. God's up there thinking, when is psychology going to come along and really kind of confirm everything I've been saying? You know, those sociology types, I need their backup here.